بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، we continue reading in the chapter the author he has entitled رحمه الله تعالى باب ما جاء أن بعض هذه الأمة يعبدوا الأوثان. That which has come meaning in the Quran and in the Sunnah with regards to clarifying the evidence and the proofs that some of this Ummah will worship Al-Awthan, that some of this Ummah will worship Al-Awthan. And we have seen in previous classes the meaning of Al-Awthan, and Al-Awthan is the plural of Al-Wathan. Al-Wathan. وَالْوَثَنُ إِسْمٌ يُطْلَقُ عَلَى كُلِّ مَا يُعْبَدُ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. That Al-Wathan is a word or a term that is used to refer to everything that is worshipped besides Allah Azza wa Jal. And in general, the Awthan is something that is worshipped besides, or the Wathan is something that is worshipped besides Allah Azza wa Jal, that's not on a particular image, or it's not carved, or does not have a particular specific shape that has been made. And this is the difference between Al-Wathan was-Sanam. And a sanam is a wathan, but a sanam is something that is carved or made into an image or a picture. An image or a picture. So every sanam is a wathan, and not every wathan is a sanam. But both of them are something that are worshipped besides Allah Azza wa Jal. Both of them are something that is worshipped besides Allah Azza wa Jal. And Al-Wathan is more general. And it includes, for example, a tree. Some people they worship trees, and they take trees as their objects of worship, or stones, rocks, and the likes. This is called a wathan. And likewise, even some take the graves, and they worship the graves besides Allah Azza wa Jal. And this, in reality, turns that grave into a wathan. It turns that grave into a wathan, meaning an idol that is worshipped besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have seen in previous classes, likewise, from the evidences the author has mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made dua, and he asked Allah Azza wa Jal to not make his grave a wathan that will be worshipped besides him. Allahumma la taj'al qabri wathanan, la taj'al qabri wathanan yu'bad. Oh Allah, do not make my grave a wathan yu'bad. This is a clear indication that if the grave is worshipped, it will become a wathan. It will be considered a wathan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he answered the supplication of the Prophet, and from the success that was given to the Muslims is that they have blocked the grave of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and has been sealed off, and no one is able to reach it and to stand there directly in front of it and to worship it and to take it as an object of worship. As for what occurs in the people's hearts from misguidance and from being attached to his grave, then this is not the worship of his grave, and his grave is protected sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But in any case, the evidence here is to clarify that if something is worshipped besides Allah that's not an image, and from that a grave, if it is taken as an object of worship, then this turns that object into a wathan. Likewise, a tree or a stone and the likes, these are considered awthan. So the author, he has mentioned previously many chapters, and we have reviewed them and studied them. Walillahi alhamd. And many chapters before this chapter, meaning leading up to this chapter, and he has clarified shirk in great detail in these chapters, and mentioned many different types and different ways that shirk can occur. And he's mentioned issues that are related to major shirk and likewise to minor shirk, and he has clarified, and we have read the evidences mentioning the dangers of shirk, and likewise the obligation of being afraid of shirk and the likes like this, and how many different types that shirk is, and that shirk is more than just prostrating before a stone or an idol, but rather there are many different aspects and avenues that one could fall into shirk, with regards to statements and with regards to actions, with regards to creed And with regards to the heart being attached to other than Allah with reliance and trust and hope, and the likes like this, and all of this has preceded, alhamdulillah. And likewise, the author, he has clarified many evidences that indicate the affairs that lead to shirk, that may not be considered directly themselves major shirk, but there are issues that lead to major shirk and lead to the deficiency of at-tawheed. And the author, he has clarified all of these issues, and likewise he has clarified, rahimahullahu ta'ala, that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was very diligent his entire life up until his death. Salawatullahi wa salamuhu wa barakatuhu alayhi. He was diligent to warn the people from shirk and to protect the tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and to clarify the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and likewise to prohibit every aspect and to prohibit every way and avenue that leads to the deficiency of the tawheed and that leads to the corruption of the tawheed. And he has clarified these issues and closed those doors and closed those avenues and blocked those paths for those who follow him sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So now at this time, the author, he mentioned this chapter. He mentioned this chapter to clarify that these issues that have proceeded from the clarification of these different types of shirk and these different avenues and ways that lead to shirk, that there will be people from the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam who come after him. There will be people from his Ummah who oppose him directly and fall into that which he warned from and fall into that which he has prohibited. And there will be people from this Ummah who worship idols besides Allah, and they worship Othan. They worship Othan besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The author, he is clarifying this in this chapter. The author, he is clarifying this issue in this chapter. And we have seen in our previous class one of the shubha of the grave worshippers in our days, and how they try to claim that shirk will not occur. And they have a belief contrary to this belief. And the author says that some of this ummah will worship Othan. Some of this ummah will worship Othan. مَا جَاءَ أَنَّ بَعْضَ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ. Not the whole ummah. The whole ummah will never fall into misguidance, and the whole ummah will never be united and unified upon misguidance. And this is from the blessing of Allah Azza wa Jalla upon this ummah because of the virtue of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the love of Allah for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the honor that Allah gave the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. From that, his ummah will never be united upon falsehood, and there will always be a group from his ummah sallallahu alayhi wasallam who is victorious, who is upright, who is steadfast upon the haqq, upon the truth, upon the clarity of the correct and upright and pleasing deen. Walillahi alhamd. But there will be some people who fall into misguidance. Rather, many of the Muslims have fallen into misguidance, and even some of the ummah will worship Othan. Some of the ummah will worship Othan. And this is what the author, he has mentioned. And some of the misguided and the deviants from those who call to evil, and from those who call to shirk, and from those who corrupt the tawheed, and their call is against that tawheed and the people of that tawheed, they claim that this ummah is safe from falling into shirk. But the author, he's clarifying this issue, and we have seen that shubha and the weakness of that shubha. Walhamdulillah. Now we read the evidences and the methodology of the Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab. If we just look in a general outline, we see in this chapter, he mentions first the title, that which has come. And he meaning that which has come in the Quran and in the Sunnah from the clear evidences and the proofs, that some of this ummah will worship idols, will worship Othan besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then after this, he mentioned three verses. He mentioned three verses, rahimahullahu ta'ala. And then after that, he mentioned two narrations. There's three verses. There's three verses and two narrations. One narration, he mentioned two different wordings of the same narration. So we can see here that there are five or six texts here to clarify this issue from the Quran and from the Sunnah. And the author, rahimahullah ta'ala, he did not, after this, mention anything except for fawaid, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 issues to clarify this. And this is the beautiful methodology of the author, rahimahullah ta'ala, and the beautiful methodology of the ulama of hadith before him, rahmatullahi al jami', that they understand their deen from the proper sources, and that is from the Quran and from the Sunnah. So we read what the author, he has mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, and we keep in mind the aspect of these evidences, and that they are being used here as a proof to clarify that there will be a portion of this ummah that will fall into shirk and that will worship Othan. And we remember likewise what is an Othan, what are Othan, the plural of Wethan. And this is something that is worshipped besides Allah. In general, anything that's worshipped besides Allah, but that which does not have an image. Likewise, that which does not have an image, likewise, like a tree or a stone or a grave or a wall. But in reality, even if it is a sanam, and if this is considered a wathan likewise, but the difference is that a sanam, it has an image. It has an image, but it's still a wathan. So a wathan is something that is worshipped besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The author, he says, وَقَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى, and the statement of Allah the Most High, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا نَسِيبًا مِنَ الْكِتَابِ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْجِبْتِ وَالطَّاغُوتِ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْجِبْتِ وَالطَّاغُوتِ. نعم, until the end of the verse. The end of the verse, he says, سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى, completing the verse, وَيَقُولُونَ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا هَؤُلَاءِ أَهْدَى مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا السَّبِيلًا. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned in this verse, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا نَسِيبًا مِنَ الْكِتَابِ, يعني أَلَمْ تَنْظُرْ, and did you not see those who have been given a portion from the book? This is in reference to the Jews and the Christians. Have you not seen, يعني, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا نَسِيبًا مِنَ الْكِتَابِ, those who have been given a portion of the book, and meaning they have knowledge of the revelation, referring to the people of the book before, the Jews and the Christians. What did Allah mention about them? يؤمنون بالجبت والطاغوت, that they believe in the jibit and they believe in the taghut. They believe in the jibit and they believe in the taghut. With regards to the interpretation of al-jibit with taghut, we see that the ulama have mentioned many different interpretations with regards to this. From that is what has come from Umar ibn al-Khattabi radiallahu anhu. He mentioned al-jibit, it is a sihr, it is a sihr. And likewise, Abu Ibn Abbas had mentioned similar to this, and Abu Ali, and also al-Hasan al-Basri, rahmatullahi ala jami', they have mentioned that al-jibit is a sihr. And likewise, it has come as well from Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu that al-jibit is shirk, and no doubt al-sihr, it is shirk. And also some of the people of knowledge have mentioned that al-jibt is also al-kahana, al-sihr, or al-kahana. Al-kahana is the fortune-telling, and the people who claim to know the unseen, and also al-iyafa, and any similar like this, the people who claim to have knowledge of the unseen, and they know where the lost items are, and they know the affairs that will happen in the future, and the likes like this. All of these actions here, they're considered al-jibit, and this is all from the aspects of shirk, and also this is from the call of shaitan, no doubt about that. So some of the people of knowledge have mentioned that in general that al-jibit is referring to the actions that are performed, the actions of shirk, and the actions of magic, and the actions of fortune telling, and the actions of those who claim to know the unseen, and the likes like this. All of this is considered jibit. This is from a shaitan, and this is a type of shirk. And al-taghut, and likewise, is one of those general terms that refers to everything as well that is worshipped besides Allah Azza wa Jal. And also from the heads of al-tawaghit is al-shaytan, iblis, la'anahu Allah. And al-taghut, it comes from the word al-tughyan, which means mujawazat al-had, to go beyond the limits and the boundaries, to transgress the limits. So al-taghut is everything that causes someone to transgress the boundaries and the limits, and with regards to ibadah. So shaitan, he is al-taghut, and he causing the people to transgress the limits and the boundaries with regards to ibadah. And the likes like this. So everything that is worshipped besides Allah or followed other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that which has command, one who transgressed the limits with regards to obedience and the likes like this, and one would follow somebody in disobedience, he has taken that thing as a ta'ghut. Or someone who has worshipped others than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has taken that thing as a ta'ghut, that thing has caused him to transgress the limits. Alhamdulillah, we have just recently in the end of Al-Usul Al-Thalatha discussed the issue of al-ta'ghut and the different types of al-ta'ghut. And those who would like to have a more detailed or more detailed information can refer to that explanation in the classes of Thalathat Usul. So the ta'ghut is a shaitan and that which is worshipped besides Allah Azza wa Jal. So here we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned that the people of the book, the Jews and the Christians, they believe in al-jibt wa ta'ghut. They believe in magic, and they believe in sorcery, and they believe in fortune tellers, and they believe in the devil, and they worshipped him besides Allah Azza wa Jal. And they worshipped him besides Allah Azza wa Jal. And al-ta'ghut likewise is in reference to the awthan and the things that are worshipped besides Allah Azza wa Jal. The things that are worshipped besides Allah Azza wa Jal. The idols of the mushrikeen and the idols of the pagan, these idols, they're tawagheet, and these are things that caused those people or that were a means for those people to transgress the limits of Allah with regards to ibadah. So there are people from the people of the book who worship awthan and who believe in the awthan, and they believe in the jibt and the magic and the sorcery and the likes like this, and they believe in the magic and the sorcery. And they worshipped the idols besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we see that this verse here is in reference to the Jews and to the Christians. And some of the people of knowledge have mentioned the Jews specifically. And that is because this verse has been revealed for a reason. And the ulama have mentioned with regards to this verse, سبب نزوله, and there is an issue with regards to the sciences of the Quran known as Asbab al-Nuzul, the reasons for the revelation. Some verses, there are reasons that they were revealed, and there were events that occurred in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah would reveal verses about these events, and he would reveal clarification about these issues, and he would reveal Quran to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam about these issues. So Allah, he says, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا نَصِيبًا مِنَ الْكِتَابِ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْجِبْتِ وَالطَّاغُوتِ وَيَقُولُونَ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا هَؤُلَاءِ أَهْدَى مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا سَبِيلًا. Have you not seen, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, those who have been given a portion of the book, and from the Jews and the Christians, they believe in the jibt and ta'ghut, and they say to the disbelievers, meaning they say to the mushrikeen, the pagans, the polytheists, and this is in reference to the polytheists and the pagans in Mecca of Quraysh, and they tell them, meaning those people of the book who believe in jibt and the ta'ghut, they tell the mushrikeen that the mushrikun are more guided and more upright, and their deen is better than the way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And what has been reported in the narrations with regards to this this issue and the reason for the revelation of this verse is that there were two Jews. One of them, his name is Ka'b ibn al-Ashraf, and the other one, his name is Huyay ibn Akhtab. And they were both from the Yahud, and they went to the people of Mecca, and they sat with the mushrikeen in Mecca. And whenever they came there, the mushrikun, they asked them, and the mushrikun, they knew that these two men, they are from the people of the book, and they were from the people who received the scripture before, and they had knowledge of the book in this manner. So the pagans of Quraysh, they said, they asked him a question. They said, "Antum ahlul kitabi wa ahlul ilm." They said, "Are you not the people of the book and the people of knowledge?" فَأَخْبِرُونَ عَنَّا وَعَنْ مُحَمَّدٍ. So tell us about us and Muhammad. Because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told them likewise he received revelation. So here's some other people, from before, who claim that they have revelation and they're from the people of knowledge and the people of the book. So the Mushrikun, they said of Mecca, they said to Ka'b ibn al-Ashraf and Huyay ibn al-Khattab, tell us, inform us about us and about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَقَالَ وَمَا أَنْتُمَا مُحَمَّدُ What do you mean, who are you and Muhammad? So they said, and what's the difference? Tell us about you and Muhammad. So the Mushrikun, they said, we keep tithes of our relatives and we slaughter the great camels, any for charity. And also we give the drink to the pilgrims and we free the slaves. And they mentioned many good things that they do, any from their characteristics and the traits of their society, that we do these good things and we're generous and we're nice to our brethren and our tribesmen, and we are given charity and the likes like this, and we feed the pilgrims and we aid the weak. And they claim all these good claims about themselves. And they said, as for Muhammad, then he's cut off and he has severed ties of our relatives, and no one follows him except those who are thieves, and he from the tribe of Ghufar. And they mentioned many bad things about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So at this time, the Jews, they know the deen of the Mushrikeen, and they know that their deen is falsehood, and that worshipping the idols is falsehood, and what they are upon is falsehood. The Jews, they know that. The Jews, they're people of the book, and they have received revelation before, and they're upon clarity with regards to the falsehood of worshipping stones, and the falsehood of worshipping idols other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at this time, what did those two Jews say? And what did they tell the Mushrikun? They said, oh yeah, you people are much better and much more guided than the Prophet Muhammad, than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You people, you Mushrikun, you are more guided and more upright. And this is something that they mentioned with their tongue, but in their heart they know that the deen of the Mushrikeen is misguided and evil and corrupt. And the deen of the Mushrikeen, it is to worship idols besides Allah, and to prostrate before idols besides Allah, and to be attached to the creation besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the deen of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to single out Allah alone for worship, and to worship the Creator alone, and to have the heart connected and attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. So no doubt the deen of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is better, and they know that. But they, because of their enmity, and because of their jealousy and envy they had for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they made that statement of theirs. And they said, oh, you mushrikun, oh, you idol worshippers, you pagans, oh, you're much better and more upright and on a straighter path than Muhammad. This is what they claim. This is what they claim. So at this time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He revealed to His Prophet this verse. ألم تر إلى الذين أوتوا نصيبا من الكتاب يؤمنون بالجبت والطاغوت ويقولون للذين كفروا هؤلاء أهدى من الذين آمنوا السبيلا. Have you not seen, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who have been given a portion of the book before you? They believe in the jibit, and they believe in the taghut. And they say to the disbelievers, meaning they say to the mushrikeen, that, oh, you are much more guided than the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this is what has been mentioned with regards to the reason for the revelation of this verse. But we see here that this verse is speaking about the people of the book. The people of the book. So the question arises now, what is the relationship between this verse and the title of the chapter and the issue of this ummah worshipping Authan? Because the issue that we want to learn, or the issue that the author is clarifying, is that some of this ummah will worship Othan. But here we see this verse is in reference to the people of the book. We see, and we continue reading. Likewise, the author, he says, وَقَوْلِهِ تَعَالَىٰ قُلْ هَلْ أُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِشَرٍ مِنْ ذَلِكَ مَثُوبَةً عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ لَعَنَهُ اللَّهِ وَغَضِبَ عَلَيْهِ وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ وعبد الطاغوت وعبد الطاغوت. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in these noble verses, قل هل أنبئكم, say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, shall I not inform you, قل هل أنبئكم بشر من ذلك مثوبة عند الله, shall I not inform you of something worse than that regarding the recompense of Allah, من لعنه الله وغضب عليه وجعل منهم القردة والخنازير وعبد الطاغوت. Those Jews who incurred the curse of Allah and His wrath, those of whom some He had transformed into monkeys and swines, and pigs, those who worship the Taghut, the false deities, and such are worse in rank on the day of resurrection. أُولَٰئِكَ شَرُّ مَكَانٍ وَأَضَلُّ عَنْ سَوَاءِ السَّبِيلِ. Those are worse in rank and far more astray from the right path, and far more astray from the right path. So we see again that this verse is with regards to the Jews specifically, and this is in reference to the Jews specifically. And if we read the verses before this verse, we see that they used to mock the believers, and they used to find fault with the believers, and they used to speak ill of the believers, and they would mention them in a foul manner, and they claimed that they were better, and the likes like this, and they mentioned bad things about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions radiyallahu anhum, out of jealousy and enmity and out of hatred and envy for them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned before this verse, and he two verses before this verse, وَإِذَا نَادَيْتُمْ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ اتَّخَذُوهَا هُزُوًا وَلَعِبًا ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. And when you proclaim the call for salah, and he making the adhan, they take it as a mockery and fun, and he joking around. That is because they are people who do not understand. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, قُلْ, and He say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يَا أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ, O people of the book, meaning Jews and the Christians, هَلْ تَنْقِمُونَ مِنَّا إِلَّا أَنْ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْنَا وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَأَنَّ أَكْثَرَكُمْ فَاسِكُونَ. Say, O people of the book, O Jews and Christians, do you criticize us or find fault with us for anything other than the reason that we believe in Allah and in the revelation that has been sent down to us, and likewise we believe in the revelation that was sent down before us? Meaning we believe in the revelation that you received, the people of the book. We believe in that revelation and the prophets that were sent to you, and we believe in the revelation that was sent to us. And we believe in the revelation that was sent to us. So are you finding fault with us? And you speak ill of us, and you down, and you put us down, and talk bad about us because we believe. Is this right? You are finding fault with us, and that which has been sent down before us. And most of you are corrupted and wicked and rebellious. And then, since they are talking bad about the believers, Allah command the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to tell them, "Qul hal unabbi'ukum bi sharr min dhalika mathubatan 'inda Allah?" Shall I not inform you of that which is even worse than that? You think that we're talking about bad about us? What's worse than that? What you say about us is the recompense that you will have with Allah azza wa jal. Is the recompense that you will have with Allah Azza wa Jalla in this life before the hereafter. And that which is worse than that, what Allah He mentioned here is مَنْ لَعَنَهُ اللَّهُ, those who Allah has cursed, وَغَضِبَ عَلَيْهِ, and those who have earned the anger of Allah, وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةِ وَخَنَازِيرِ, and those whom Allah has transformed them into monkeys and pigs, وَعَبَدِ الطَّاغُوتِ, and those who have worshipped the Taghut. So if the Jews and the Christians, they speak bad about the believers, then we say to them, what about you? You're the people who Allah has cursed them, and you're a nation that Allah has cursed. The Jews, ummatun mal'una, they have the curse of Allah, meaning that they are far from the mercy of Allah and from His aid, and they are far from the kindness of Allah and His support. And they're also ummatun ghadabiyya, wa ghadiba alayhim. So Allah mentioned four traits about the Jews specifically in this verse. The first one is that the curse of Allah is upon them, la'anahu Allah. لَعَنَهُ اللَّهُ وَغَضِبَ عَلَيْهِ فَهُمْ الْيَهُودُ أُمَّةٌ مَلْعُونَةٌ أُمَّةٌ مَلْعُونَةٌ. They are a cursed nation. They are a nation that is cursed by Allah. And أُمَّةٌ غَضَبِيَّةٌ. And likewise, هُمْ مَغْضُوبٌ عَلَيْهِمْ. They earn the anger and the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal. And there's no pleasure for them. There's no pleasure for them after this anger. They are a nation that has gained and earned the anger of Allah Azza wa Jal. وَغَضِبَ عَلَيْهِ وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ. Even some of them, yani meaning the Ashab al-Sabt, the people of the Sabt, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He had transformed them into monkeys, into apes and swine. and as a punishment for them in this life. In this life, there were part of the Jews, or some of the Jews, and that day, they were transformed. And they were men, and they were transformed to monkeys and pigs as a punishment in this life, and they lived in that manner as monkeys and pigs by the permission of Allah and the decree of Allah as a punishment for them until they died in the shape of pigs and monkeys. The Jews, some of the Jews from the people of the Sabbath, they were turned into pigs and monkeys. Allah turned them into pigs and monkeys. This is called Masch, Musikhu, Kiradatan wa Khanazir. Musikhu, Kiradatan wa Khanazir. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned about that nation and those who were turned or transformed into pigs and monkeys, that they do not have a lineage, but rather they lived a portion of their life like that until they died in that manner. So the pigs and the monkeys that are alive today, they're not from the lineage of those individuals. Rather, those individuals who were transformed in that manner, they did not have a lineage. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he clarified that issue. But this is something that is a reality that occurred, and Allah has informed us about them, about the Jews. The first trait is that they are cursed, and Allah has cursed them. The second trait is that along with that curse, the anger of Allah is upon them. And likewise, from that is that Allah transformed some of them. And the ulama, they mentioned that those who were transformed is the Ashab al-Sabit, the people of al-Sabit. And those who were trying to gather the fish and go and fish on Saturday whenever they are prohibited from that, and they try to deceive and to trick Allah Azza wa Jal with games and with deception in this manner, throwing out their nets on Friday and catching the fish on Saturday and bringing them in on Sunday, and the likes like this. Allah transformed them into pigs and apes. And then likewise, after this, Allah also mentioned about them wa'abada al-taghut, and from them there are those who worshipped al-taghut. There are those who worship the Tawgut. This is the Shahid here. This is the Shahid here. That from the Jews, there are those who worship the Tawgut. Allah, he mentioned that directly in this verse. From the Jews, there are those who worship the Tawgut. So here we see again the same question that had preceded. And that is that this verse likewise is with reference to the people of the book. Is in reference to the people of the book. So what is the relationship of the chapter that the author, he mentioned, the clarification that some of this ummah will worship Othan. So the first verse is about the people of the book, and the second verse is about the people of the book, both of them clarifying that those people of the book, after having received revelation, and after having received the knowledge, and after having prophets come to them, and the clarification has been clarified, and the straight path has been made clear, and likes like this, they worshipped Tawgut and idols and Othan besides Allah Azza wa Jal. This occurred to the Jews and the Christians. So we see the author, he says, wa qawlihi, and likewise the statement of Allah the Most High, qala alladhina ghalabu ala amrihim lanattakhidhanna alayhim masjida. Qala alladhina ghalabu ala amrihim lanattakhidhanna alayhim masjida. Those who had overcome them and overpowered them and their affair, they said that verily we'll make on them a place of worship. We'll build above them a place of worship. This is in reference to the people of the Kahf and the story of Ashab al-Kahf and the companions of the cave. And that was that those righteous young men, they took refuge in the cave. And then and Allah, he had caused many amazing affairs to occur with them and to happen to them. And they lived for a long time sleeping in the cave. Whenever they eventually died and the people found out about them, then the people differed with regards to them. And those who had authority and those who had the command, they said that we're going to build on top of their graves, the place where they would die, a masjid, a place of worship. So the ulama, they differed with regards to who these people are that were going to build the masjid on top of the place where the people of the cave died. And Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he mentioned that they are Nasara. That they were Nasara, that they were Christians, and this was a Christian people, and they took the ones who had the authority here, they were Christians, and the ones who built on top of the the grave or the, of those people, of the people of the grave, they were Christians. So therefore, we see again that this is in reference to the people of the book. And this has preceded likewise that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has mentioned about the people of the book and about the Nasara, likewise that they take the graves of their righteous individuals or those who they deem to be righteous as places of worship. And likewise, it has preceded that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam cursed them as well and mentioned that they were cursed as well. لعن الله اليهود والنصارى اتخذوا قبور أنبيائهم مساجد. نعم. Or they, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم likewise, he mentioned إذا مات فيهم الرجل الصالح. If a righteous man died from amongst them, اتخذ قبره مسجدا أو بنى على قبره مسجدا, they would build on top of his grave a place of worship. They will build on top of his grave a place of worship. So we have seen previously that this is something that the Jews and the Christians have done. And this is something that is known, and we see today even in their churches and synagogues and the likes like this. The churches, many of their churches are built upon graves, and they have graves inside of them, and they're saints. They worship them besides Allah Azza wa Jal. And this has led them to worship those graves and the saints that they claim to be the saints inside of those graves. But in any case, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has cursed them, and he has mentioned that they were cursed, and likewise he has mentioned that they are the most evil and the worst of all people. Ulaiki shiraru khalqi indallahi yawm al-qiyamah. Ulaiki shiraru al-khalqi indallahi yawm al-qiyamah. This all has preceded. That those people who have done that, who have built the graves on or built places of worship on top of the graves, they are the worst and the most wicked and evil people with Allah on the day of resurrection. If that's the case for those who built the places of worship on top of the graves, how about those who actually worship the grave? Even more severe and even more worse. So we see that all three of these verses that the author he has mentioned here to clarify that some of this ummah will worship Othan, all of these verses are with reference to the people of the book and the nations before us, and the nations before the nation of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what is the relationship with these verses and the evidence that the author is establishing, the fact that this ummah will worship Othan? We see that the previous ummah, the previous nations, they worshipped Othan. This is clear. But now we want to see the proof that this ummah will. This evidence becomes very clear by reading the next text that the author he has mentioned, and that is from the hadith of Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu. That and the author he says, عن أبي سعيد رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لتتبعن سنن من كان قبلكم حذ والقذة بالقذة حتى لو دخلوا جحر ضب لدخلتموه. قالوا يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اليهود والنصارى. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم فمن أخرجاه. So the author now clarifying, this narration here clarifies and brings much light to the evidences that have preceded, and the point or the aspect of the proof the author is establishing. And those evidences, again, we remember that they were all with regards to the fact that the nations before us, from the Jews and the Christians, and other than them, those previous nations, they worshipped the idols and Othan besides Allah Azza wa Jalla. They fell into shirk. So here the narration of Abu Sa'id radiallahu anhu, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, تَتَّبِعُنَّ سَنَنَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ. Verily, you will follow سَنَن مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ. سَنَن يعني الطريق. This narration comes like this, سَنَن وَسُنَن. If we say سَنَن, this is مُفْرَد, الطريق. وَالسُنَن يعني الطرائق, يعني the paths. So in any case here, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that verily لَتَتَّبِعُنَّ سَنَنَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ حَذْ وَالْقُذَّ بِالْقُذَّ, that verily you will follow the way of those before you. حَذْ وَالْقُذَّةِ بِالْقُذَّ, and just like the قُذَّة and with the قُذَّة. The قُذَّة is the رِيشُ السَّحَم. The قُذَّة, Al-Qudha, is the feather on the arrow. So if we look at the feathers on the arrow, each one of them resembles the next one precisely and exactly. Exact same shape and exact same size. There's no difference in them whatsoever. If you look at the feathers on an arrow, they're all precisely exactly the same. Rather, whenever they make them, they'll make one and they'll make the rest of them exactly in the same image or in the same shape, in the same form. And they will use that one as a pattern. And they do not differ whatsoever. The length and the size, everything is exactly the same with regards to the feathers on an arrow. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that verily you, any this nation, you Muslims, he's telling us sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will follow the ways of those before you in this manner, precisely, meaning exactly. Hadh wal kudhati bil kudha. And in this, the author, he mentioned that this narration is found in Sahih Bukhari wa Muslim. But in the wording, this wording has come like this in this manner, hadh wal kudhati bil kudha. But the actual wording in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, shibran bi shibrin, dhira'an bi dhira'in. Shibran bi shibrin, dhira'an bi dhira'in. Any hand span by hand span and arm's length by arm's length. But it has the same meaning. Any meaning that, but you will follow the ways of those before you precisely, exactly. Exactly. And then even to bring more emphasis, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, hatta لو دخلوا جحر ضب لدخلتموه, that even if you were to follow, even if they were to go into the hole of a ضب, you will go into it likewise. Even if they were to go into the hole of a lizard, then verily you would follow into it likewise. قالوا يا رسول الله اليهود والنصارى, they said, oh messenger of Allah, are you referring to the Jews and the Christians? قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, then who else then? So you see that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he's clarifying in detail that this ummah will follow the previous nation precisely, that this ummah will follow the previous nations precisely, and this is something that is clear. And from the things that the previous nations have done is that they worshipped Othan and they worshipped Tawud besides Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is what is mentioned here in this chapter. And now the evidence of the author becomes clear. And we close with that. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.